Thanks for calling customer support. My name is Quay. How may I help you?
Hi, I just checked my bank account and I got charged for something I never approved.
I'll be happy to see why were you charged. I need a zip code and first and last name.
It's Justin Solberg. My zip code is 81022.
Okay. Well, yes, sir. The account is filling up. May you verify that full shipping address?
It's 109 Avondale Boulevard.
Okay, one moment. The account is still pulling up for me.
Yeah, I haven't ordered anything in almost over 2 weeks, and I checked my bank account, and it said that, you know, there's something pending from whatever company. This is the growing appliance or something.
Right. So the account is still loading, so I don't have access to it yet. So just continue to bear with me 1 second so I can see why were you charged.
Yeah, it's growing appliance. Well, I turned my card off because I'm not going to pay this because I don't know what it's even for.
Okay. Well, the account just pulled up. And
go ahead.
No, you can go ahead. What you said?
Well, I was saying I've already had issues with with another company that did something similar and had to get hold of the FTC and the FCC and, you know, had to actually get a lawyer involved, and I don't want to have to go through this hassle again.
Okay. So on December the 18th, you paid $9.97 to receive our drone. You remember placing that order?
I remember paying for shipping and handling to get a drone, yes.
Okay. When
I got pictures of all the, I've got pictures of all my transactions too. That's how come it was so easy for me to send all my information over to the FCC with the last guys.
Okay. When you elected to place the order for the drone, it said it via the terms and the conditions that was a welcoming gift into a monthly membership program where you will be charged $67.32 monthly, but in return you receive a $125 voucher via your email.
Yeah, I didn't agree to that.
So would you like to get the account canceled out?
Yes, I would. And yeah, I gotta get this refunded. This is getting ridiculous. I mean, that's deceptive marketing tactics, and you know, I've struggled all my life with, you know, having a hard time reading and everything else, and my wife, she told me I got spammed. I just like, well, you know, I don't, how the hell did I get spammed, you know? You know, pictures of everything I do, so it's like,
yes. Okay, so we have successfully gotten the account. We're in the process of getting it canceled out. Just continue to bear with me. And also, in the meantime, we can do a 50% refund on the $67.32.
No, it's going to have to be the complete thing. I can't. That's ridiculous. And like I said, you know, I mean, it could either go, you know, you guys refund me, or I'll have to report it to the FCC and get a lawyer again.
Okay. Well,
I got awarded over $7,000 from the last one. So.
Okay. The account has been canceled out. Also, I do have the cancellation number. So just let me know when you're ready for it.
Okay. Let me grab the number right with. I'll just put it in my notes. Okay.
C as in Charlie, 263-506.
C. I'm sorry, yeah, that was too quick. She said C.
I'll start over. C as in Charlie,
Okay. 2. 6. 3.
five,
Okay. 9 or 5?
five,
5.
zero,
0.
six,
6.
six,
6.
two,
2.
three.
3.
Okay, and also, as a courtesy, I did fully refund the 6732. It does take 3 to 5 business days to fully reflect back on the account. That confirmation number lets you know that the account is canceled and also was fully refunded. Was there anything else I can do for you
Okay.
today?
Would you be able to email that confirmation number over to me?
Yes, sir. So I have submitted the
Awesome. Thank
request
you.
for the email. That team does take up to 24 hours in order for them to resend it back out, but the account has been canceled and also fully refunded. Was there anything else I can do for you?
No. Thank you.
Okay.
Have a
Thanks
good
for
night.
calling us, Mr. Smart.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.